This is the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
A number of major bills dealing with education are seeing approval this week. House Bill 1182 cleared the House by one vote on Monday. Then on Tuesday, lawmakers in the state Senate approved Governor Dennis Dugard's proposal to change the way the state funds public education. Senate Bill 131 includes significant shifts in school funding. Most state senators endorse the plan, but some have reservations about the overhaul. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina has more.
Senate Bill 131 has many moving pieces. It bases school funding on a student-to-teacher ratio that differs based on district size. The measure makes flexibility in capital outlay funds permanent, caps those accounts, and changes the pension levy. It also limits schools' reserve funds and equalizes some other revenues. Plus, it includes oversight and accountability sections. State senators this week focused debate on another major element of the plan, increasing teacher pay. The bill sets a target average teacher salary in South Dakota at $48,500. State Senator Reed Holeen says he wants to see an example that shows throwing money at a problem translates into improved student outcomes.
Where is the threshold that once we get to $48,500 as far as a target teacher salary, where is the threshold that automatically at that level, all of the sudden, we get applicants coming into the state or coming growing up from the state, that is the magical level that we have to pass or we have to set the bar to, that right reaching there, then all of a sudden our problems are solved.
Other opponents say they don't want to raise teacher pay significantly if it doesn't result in better test scores. State Senator Deb Soholt co-chaired the Blue Ribbon Task Force on Education Funding. She says South Dakota is $8,000 to $10,000 behind surrounding states in teacher salaries. Soholt says increasing pay is a competitive issue, not an achievement question.
When we think about directly tying any funding, we're saying to our teachers, we don't believe that you're doing the work right now. And we would then, in order to pay you more, to get you to fair market value, then we would hold you accountable that if you did not have these increases, then somehow you're failing.
Senate Bill 131 survived the state Senate by a vote of 29-6. Earlier this week, lawmakers approved Senate Bill 133. It's a companion measure to the main education plan. And a half-cent sales tax to fund teacher pay increases narrowly survived the House chamber. That means all three bills that make up Governor Dennis Dugard's education proposal are still alive. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
A House committee unanimously supports a move to create grants for people in Native American communities who want to become certified teachers. Senate Bill 81 helps 25 to 30 paraprofessionals gain teaching degrees. State Senator Troy Heinert is a member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. He says schools in Native American areas, he says some tribal schools have high turnover.
All your kids might have the same third grade teacher. We don't get that in our area. But what we do have are many local people that work in our schools. Some of them have college credits, or some of them might even be close to a degree, but for, you know, family or work requirements or responsibilities, they've never been able to finish up.
Heinert says the grants can help schools develop talent that already exists in Indian country. No one spoke against the measure, and Senate Bill 81 moves on to the House floor by a vote of 13-0. Wednesday marks crossover day in the state legislature, and both chambers have now cleared all the bills in the House of origin. The Senate finished business by late afternoon. The House took longer and was done by about 7:30 p.m. In the House, a bill backed by members of the payday loan industry failed. Those supporting House Bill 1161 say it protects consumers and adds regulation to businesses that provide short-term loans. But opponents call the bill a smokescreen. In committee, supporters of House Bill 1161 included owners of payday loan companies and lobbyists for the industry. The bill survived by a narrow vote to land on the House floor. Proponents argue the bill is needed to regulate the industry and to provide access to loans for those who have bad credit. But opponents balked at this notion. State Representative Karen Soley is a pastor from Sioux Falls. She says some of those from out of state who are lobbying for this measure are using deceitful practices to garner support.
This is a bill written and promoted by the payday title loan industry. It is designed to circumvent initiated Measure 21 placed on our ballot this coming fall by thousands of real South Dakota citizens from all of our districts.
But some of those backing the measure countered the notion that lawmakers are taking away the voice of voters. Proponents of House Bill 1161 include Republican Party leader State Representative Brian Gosch.
By us doing our job here in South Dakota in this body, which we were elected to do, that's not usurping anybody's right. Okay? That's just doing our job and deciding what good policy is. Okay? So with that, I would offer my support for House Bill 1161.
A majority of House members disagreed with Gosch. The measure died by a vote of 47 to 21. House members also dealt with the issue of Medicaid expansion. State representatives passed a bill calling for legislative approval before South Dakota adopts any changes in the Medicaid program. Governor Dennis Dugard proposed expanding Medicaid this year if the state can do it without spending general funds. House Bill 1234 removes the issue from the general appropriations bill in future sessions and requires that Medicaid expansion be its own measure. Supporters say it warrants a separate discussion, and the bill allows for more checks and balances. Opponents, like Representative Scott Munsterman, say it's unnecessary.
I'm not sure exactly why we need a bill to tell us to do a bill. If we want to have discussion about Medicaid expansion, we have within this body the full right and ability to have a bill to talk about that. And so to me, this, by passing this bill, tells me, I guess I would take it this way, that we have a distrust for the second floor, that somehow they're going to sneak something by us without us knowing about it. And I don't think that's so.
House Bill 1234 passed with a vote of 42 to 26. It now heads to a Senate committee for further debate. Lawmakers in the House then failed to pass a bill banning racially discriminatory public school names and mascots. House Bill 1147 was amended to include the prohibition of logos, imagery, or celebrations depicting Native Americans and Native culture. Proponents, like State Representative Sean Bordeaux, say some of the names and activities are a form of bullying.
There was testimony related to how this affects our young Native students in the state. It is found to be very detrimental to our people in general, and especially our youth, as they are very impressionable at a young age. This is also directly correlated to the mental health of our people, and especially our youth on reservations who commit suicide at alarming rates, and it isn't isolated to one region.
Opponents of the measure say the bill is flawed. They say it should lay out specific names that are not allowed. House Bill 1147 failed by a vote of 46 to 22. House members then dealt with a bill directing the State Secretary of Education to reinstate scholarship funding under the Gear Up Grant program. The bill failed to pass. House Bill 1220 requires the Secretary to seek matching dollars for the scholarship funds if approval is received from the U.S. Department of Education. Opponents, like State Representative Brian Gosch, say this process is already underway.
What this amounts to then is just stating legislative intent and putting this in the books when we don't need to. The authority is already in the department's hands. It's been there for a while. And since we've been having red tape reviews and eliminating unnecessary statutes, I would suggest along those lines we not add words to the law books that we don't need.
Proponents say the measure shows support for finding matching funds and encourages the U.S. Department of Education to allow for the reinstatement of the scholarship component. The measure failed to pass the House with a vote of 20 to 47. Over in the Senate, a bill to protect the rights of human trafficking victims is passed. The bill raises the age of those considered to be minor victims from 16 to 18, bringing the statute into compliance with federal laws. State Senator Reed Hollein is a prime sponsor of the measure. He says it also increases penalties for those who purchase sex from a minor victim to a Class 6 felony.
Section 3 goes after the Johns, or those who purchase sex with the trafficking victims, and it basically addresses the demand side of supply and demand.
The bill passed the State Senate by a vote of 34 to 1. It goes next to the House. Last year, a parallel measure that also increased penalties on Johns who purchased sex passed the State Senate but failed in the House. And finally, a measure that gives the state government more oversight on how tax dollars are spent passed the state Senate unanimously. Senate Bill 162 comes on the heels of scandals involving alleged misappropriation of government money by organizations that contract with the state. The measure creates a State Board of Internal Control. The board has the authority to monitor money being spent by outside agencies who receive state tax dollars. Among other things, the bill allows the state to track the use of funds by contractors and subcontractors. Proponents say this helps eliminate the possibility of fraud. The measure heads next to the House.
This has been today's top legislative news from the state capitol in Pierre. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, and for the remainder of the 2016 legislative session, South Dakota Public Broadcasting has you covered. If you want to view more radio news or see additional programming from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, visit us online at sdpb.org. Also, be sure to visit sdpb.org/podcasts for more podcast programs of SDPB. You can also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting on Facebook and by following our news department on Twitter. The handle is at SDPB News. This has been today's episode of the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.